An initiative passed by voters last year requires more de-escalation training for law enforcement officers. The idea is to reduce the number of deadly encounters. As Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us, just what the training will look like is being decided now.
It's up to the Washington State Criminal Justice Training Commission to come up with the new rules for training. Former King County Sheriff Sue Rahr is the executive director. She says de-escalation of a tense situation includes managing the pace of the interaction, either slowing it down or speeding it up, finding a way to shield yourself from possible danger, and then trying to communicate. She says it's a combination of patrol tactics and psychology.
So the patrol tactics have to be executed well to give the officer the opportunity to establish communication and gain cooperation.
And Rahr says sometimes even when an officer does use proper de-escalation techniques, it ends up in deadly force. The commission is taking public comment on its proposed rules for training until May 23rd. She says online comments are given the same weight as those received during public hearings. Paula Whistle, KNKX News.